Seek the face of God. The Second Chronicles, chapter 7, verses 12 to 16. The Lord appeared to him at night and said, I have heard your prayer, and have chosen this place for myself as a temple for sacrifices. When I shut up the heavens so that there is no rain, or command locusts to devour the land or send a plague among my people, if my people, who are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray, and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin, and will heal their land. Now my eyes will be open and my ears attentive to the prayers offered in this place. I have chosen and consecrated this temple, so that my name may be there forever. My eyes and my heart will always be there. At the moment, there are sad people on earth, who have lost their country, and there are countless people like these. They lost their country and lost their hope, and are living each day in anxiety. Our country as well, we also have a long history of hardships, as we had so many civil wars and invasions. However, the fact that our country grew to be the world's 10th largest economy is God's grace, and it is the capability of our people, that made a lot of effort through their sweat, tears and sacrifices made on top of our adults. Our people devoted themselves to help develop our country through modern to contemporary ages. In the 1960s, our national income per person in Korea was $82. To earn foreign currency, men went to Germany as coal mine workers, and to get coal, they worked in areas where it was 1,000 m high. Women received training for several months, and went abroad as nurses. The first thing that they had to do was cleaning the corpses with alcohol-stained gauzes. People that went abroad earned dollars this way. Also, Jeongbu Highway was built with the price of countless bloodshed in the war in Vietnam. When our president visited Germany for the first time, the news that our president was teary was broadcasted. An article titled as Teach History, that has been soaked in tears, touched the hearts of many people. When the president went on the podium, the brass band made up of members that were coal mine workers started to play our national anthem. The sound started to get louder gradually, and it was our national anthem lyrics in Korean Mugunghwa, Samchunri, where our Gangsin people started crying and sobbing. When it got to the chorus part, everyone was crying, "Let us keep our Korean people, as Korean people forevermore." In the end, it has been said that the president could not finish his speech. President cried, coal mine workers cried, as well as nurses, they all cried together. President handed out 500 packs of pagoda cigarettes to coal mine workers as gifts, and on the way to the hotel, in the car, he kept on crying. The German president that was next to him gave a handkerchief to him and said to him, "Like this, be a leader that makes your country to prosper. We will help you." German people promised to help with a loan of 100,050,000 marks. Korea, which was poor, is the Republic of Korea that has arisen this way. We must love our country, our homeland, where we are born and live in. As we celebrate the 70th anniversary of liberation this year, remember the time when the country was taken away for 36 years. Our first and last names were taken away, our language and our minds were taken away. Young people were taken to forced labor, girls were taken away to Japanese rape camps, and were forced to become sex slaves, and when they became pregnant and gave birth, they put them in a sack and killed them. It is a sad history of the era when the country was taken away. National power is strength. Whether it is about defense, economy, or diplomacy, these all must have power. Personal success and prosperity cannot exist without an existence of a nation. Prosperity of family, revival, development of businesses as well, these are not possible without an existence of a nation as well. We must cherish our nation, where freedom and peace are. But, at the moment, the nation is a bit confused ideologically. Even if the economy develops, if the ideology is shaken, the society and the nation would collapse at the end. Nation is drifting like a ship with a broken compass. Leaders must be honest. We have to think about the future of the next generation. As citizens of the Republic of Korea, we should have a clear view of our nation, our homeland, and have clarity about our identity. If leaders are not like these leaders should step down from stage of history. Today's passage is about Solomon, that built the house of God for 7 years. After he had an inauguration ceremony, he went up to the house of God and prayed. That night, God appeared to Solomon and shared words to Solomon. On the night that Solomon prayed, God appeared. Let us look at verse 12. It says, "The Lord appeared to him at night and said, 'I have heard your prayer, and have chosen this place for myself as a temple for sacrifices.'" During the night that Solomon prayed, God came to him. It was a night that Solomon was praying at the house of God. On the night he was praying, God said that he already heard his prayer. The night that God came to Solomon was a still night. It was a time when he could think of God in quietness. It refers to a time of deep prayer. Also, the night is the time of difficulty when things are uneasy. While it took Solomon 7 years to build the house of God, people could have complained to him a lot, and it would have been an exhausting and a difficult period for him. In our lives, there is a night time. In health, there is a night. In families, in businesses, in pathways of life, we encounter night times at times. The time that God appeared to Solomon was a night that he was praying. When we encounter the night time of life, let us pray to God first. There is a saying that the end of life is the beginning of God. In John, chapter 2, the miracle took place when the wine ran out. When people said that there is an issue, the Lord solved the issue. In Acts, chapter 16, verses 25 to 26, when Paul and Silas were tied with steel chains in a jail, at that night, a miracle took place. They were not weary. On the night that they praised God and prayed, prison shook, the jail door got opened, and the steel chains were undone. Miracles took place. God that appeared to Solomon during the night said that he already heard his prayer. God knows our circumstances and statuses. He already knows about our wishes. He already heard the prayer of Solomon that prayed at the house of God. When you encounter the night times of your life, do not be disappointed, pray to God. In Exodus, chapter 3, verses 7 to 8, God spoke to people in Midian wilderness in 40 years' time. He said that he clearly saw the pain of his people, heard the cries, and said that he knows it all. Not only God saw, heard, and knew about these, but saved the people from the hands of Egyptians and led them to the land of Canaan. God that appeared to Solomon at night said that he already heard his prayer. I bless you all in the name of Jesus that you will not be disappointed when you encounter the night time of your life, would not feel hopeless, but will pray to God. Pray, seek the face of God. Let us look at verses 13 to 14. It is a promise that God will fix things in the time of adversity. Let us read verse 13. When I shut up the heavens so that there is no rain, or command locusts to devour the land, or send a plague among my people, when the heaven is shut, I will open. If the heaven is shut, it means all is shut. It is a spiritual plague. It is when the blessing is blocked. It is when the grace is blocked. It is when the life fails. When things are like this, it is a promise that God will open. When there is no rain, I will send rain down. It is when the land has a disaster. In today's expression, it is when businesses face a disaster. It is a promise that God will send the rain down. When an epidemic spreads around, epidemic is not a coincidence. We need to know that it is in the hands of God. There are so many epidemics that we do not know the names about. SARS, MERS, and coronavirus, there are more recurring epidemics as time goes by. Modern medicine is chasing after these diseases and not able to prepare beforehand ahead of these. If we view these biblically, these epidemics are not a coincidence. We need to know that hands of God are in it. God promised that when heaven is shut, He will open the doors of the heaven, and when there is no rain, He will send the rain down. He promised that when epidemics are being spread out, He will stop these. See the face of God. Let us read verse 14. It says, If my people, who are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray, and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin, and will heal their land. Prayer is seeking the face of God. If God turns the face away, we would lose our ways and would be abandoned. King Saul was like that. When we seek the face of God, he promised two things. When we seek the face of God, he would forgive our sins. Sin blocks three kinds of relationships. Sin blocks our fellowship and relationship with God. Sin blocks our blessed relationship with God, as shown in Genesis, chapter 3, verse 17. Sin blocks our relationship of getting answers with God, as shown in Isaiah, chapter 59, verse 1-2. But, when we seek the face of God, as arteries would be unblocked, it is a promise that he would restore the spiritual relationship with God, which has been blocked before. Also, the other thing is, when we seek the face of God, he promised that he would heal the land. In the latter part of verse 14, it says, He will forgive their sin and will heal their land. It meant that the land has already been sick. If people are corrupt, land also becomes desolate. Do you know why it is so? God created everything for human beings and human beings were created to live for God. But as human beings became corrupt, land also became sick. If people get spiritually sick, land would also be sick, and would not be able to bear good fruit. Land is a place of life that we live in. God needs to heal the land that made this land. A car mechanic bought a second-hand car and, on the highway, the car broke out all of a sudden. A young man was trying hard to fix the broken car. An old gentleman saw it and got off his car. An old man that watched the young man fixing the car, asked him, May I help you? No, I am a car mechanic. I will fix it, he replied. But even as time passed, he could not fix it, open the bonnet. As old man told the young man, he opened the bonnet. Old man touched somewhere and told young man, Try starting the car. Car began to move. The car mechanic was puzzled. Who are you? I am Henry Ford, that made this Ford car. That is right. A person that made it can correctly fix it. When a clock is broken, if you take it to the place that made it, they would fix it correctly. When a car is broken, if you go to a place where the car was made, they would be able to fix it accurately. When life needs fixing, where should we go? We need to go to God. God is the creator that created the human beings. If we go to God, he would fix our souls, hearts, bodies and even circumstances. Eyes, ears, name and hearts of God are in the house of God. Let us turn to verses 15-16. It says, Now my eyes will be open and my ears attentive to the prayers offered in this place. I have chosen and consecrated this temple, so that my name may be there forever. My eyes and my heart will always be there. Have a look at the answers to prayer, which has been prayed in the house of God. It says, Now my eyes will be open and my ears attentive to the prayers offered in this place. It is a promise that he would look at these in detail with the eyes of God. Also, words that say my ears attentive to the prayers mean that it is a promise that he listens to all the prayers prayed at the house of God and responds. It is an amazing grace. Prayers offered at church, services at church are important like this. We need to live our lives centered around church. Let us read verse 16. I have chosen and consecrated this temple, so that my name may be there forever. My eyes and my heart will always be there. The owner of church is God. The life centered around church is God-centered life. The fact that the Israelites cried during their time as captives was not because of what they would wear, eat and where they would live in. It was because of the house of God that has been fallen down. In Daniel, chapter 6, verse 10, it says, Now when Daniel learned that the decree had been published, he went home to his upstairs room, where the windows opened toward Jerusalem. Three times a day he got down on his knees and prayed, giving thanks to his God, just as he had done before. Even though Daniel lived a life of captive in Babylon, towards where Jerusalem temple was, he opened the window and prayed three times a day. Because of this, he was sent into the lion's den. But God closed the mouth of lions through the angels. Like this, God protected him, and through this incident, Gad gave Daniel grace to become the second most powerful leader of Babylon. My brothers and sisters in Christ, let us live a church-centered life. It has been said that there are eyes, ears, heart of God at church. On the night that Solomon went to the house of God, God appeared to him while he was praying, and said that he will heal this land. I bless you all in the name of Jesus, that God will heal your souls, bodies, and every field, corner of your life, our people as well. I pray all these in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.